Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? Man, I hope everybody out there having a good one today, man. Hope everybody having a good one, man. Shit, definitely took another hard hit in the race world this week, man. What a day, shall I say, man, with the passing of Joel. For those who ain't heard, passed earlier today. And just want to send prayers out to his family. Man, just everybody, brother. It's just shit, featureless, you know, shit. All I can say, man, if you ain't right with whoever you believe in, get right. This one definitely got doggone hitting. Getting hard, like a lot of them, man. It's just like shit just happening back to back to back. I don't even know what to say. I really don't. Let me see, man. It's hold on. Wiz, what's going on, Wiz?
Oh, not much, man. It's just me mad. Damn, I'm shocked. This is the first I heard about it.
Yeah, it happened earlier today, man. I definitely a hard one, man. Definitely a hard one. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I hear you.
We definitely,
you know, I got a phone call. I got a phone call about an hour ago. I'm wondering if I gave him the right information. I thought he was asking about Lookout, because I got a guy from Louisiana that called me and asked me what happened to certain guy. Like I said, I didn't know about Joel.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in a bad accident earlier today.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was a bad accident earlier today in the big truck in Jamaica, yeah. Oh, yeah, man, I mean.
Prayers go out to his family. Yeah, that's a tough one there. Another tough one, should I think.
Yeah, definitely hard, man. I mean, especially, you know, when we all be on the phone talking shit all the time and, you know, on the back line, hell, even on here, you know, he always kept some shit going, kept some shit stirred up. Definitely, man, it definitely is. Yeah, that's definitely a tough one, man. Shit, I don't really know what to say. It just, you know, we all talk shit. We all get on these phones together, and no matter if you know, we hang out every day. Hell, being on the phone every day is just like we all around each other.
Right.
Because we on here just talking shit, you know, amongst each other, man. It's just crazy, man. Shit just happening back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me see, man. Valencia said she was going to come on. Valencia, if you're on here, press the one, but anybody else got something to say, man, y'all come on, press the one, but, man, like I say, I'm pretty much speechless about the whole situation, man. Just, you know, we were just all on the phone.
Yeah.
Right to it happening. Larry, your mic open.
No, I'm just in here, man. I'm like you, man. I'm speechless. We were just on the phone this morning.
Yeah.
Crazy for him. That's why I say, now I really believe that saying, one day you're in, next second you're gone. Now it ain't the next day no more. It's the next minute.
Yep.
Yeah. dude definitely gonna be missed, man. Definitely gonna be missed.
Yeah, I was gonna bring up one of our topics we had on the back line. Well, yesterday when we was out alone, but he ain't even here to even keep the crunk up. I don't even know what to say now. I'm gonna chill and be still.
No, the crazy part about it is, you know, we was all talking about goddamn. It's going to take for something else to happen for everybody to stop talking about the other incident. But, man, why it had to be this, you know what I'm saying, out of all things. Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, I guess, I don't know what to say. Let me see, I know. Valencia. Then she wanted to come on. Let me see where she at. If she on. Anybody else, man, got anything they want to speak on, any kind of words y'all want to share? And y'all come on and do y'all peace, man. If not, I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't got shit. 346-8784. The mic open.
Hey, this street sweeper, man. I'm just like you. I'm lost for words, just like everybody else. I didn't know until you just mentioned it, and that would took me a while to push the button because I had to go look and check my inbox and stuff like that, because like everybody else, everybody didn't talk to him, and you know, we was actually in the middle of doing business together, and yeah, this is just part of life, I guess, you know. I guess the only words I can try to say is this, you know. He most definitely going to be missed in the racing game and the talk show, speaking with him every week. You know, I wasn't on the back line like you guys, but I did look forward to his verbiage tonight, you know, and to hear this, yeah. So I understand if, you know, you cut the show short and stuff like that. And, you know, just like Laro say, man, one day we hear this. Next minute we gone. So with that token, everybody gotta get yourself right, man. You know, make amends with somebody. You know, it ain't nothing wrong with saying I apologize. You know, my bad, my mistake. You know, let's move forward from now on out. Because yeah, this year's most definitely been a hit to the gut, to the throat, to everything, man. So everybody, y'all keep your head up and just know that this is something, this is the line that we're going to cross one day, everybody. We got a beginning and we got an ending. And the thing is, we just don't know. So from this forward on, man, let's keep it family-oriented. Let's keep it grudging. Let's keep it 100 with one another. And that's all I got to say. Again, I am baffled and don't be missed. So my condolences to the family, man. Another loss. It's crazy. All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for letting me get out my chest.
All right, sweeper. 832-3731. Your mic open.
Hey, what's up, JP? It's Kid.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I want to send my condolences out to the family, man. And anything I can do, you know, you can give him a number, his dad, his sister, wife, whoever. And, I'm with whatever I can do. You know, me and that dude, I tell him today who I was. You know, we parked side by side all week. You know, and then me and him went at it, debating on Monday on Dog Show. He didn't know who I was. And I was telling him today, he made me laugh, tell him who I was, you know. And I woke up this morning, so I can't wait to see Joel, who I was, man. He's going to trip out. You know, because like I said, we hung out all weekend. I parked right beside them all weekend, you know, and talked with him and everything, him and his brother, you know. And, man, it's crazy, man, how, you know, all this happens, you know, just so fast, man. You know, just, you know, 3 days ago, me and this dude, you know, we got the whole East Coast going. You know, I told him my name was Raymond, and, you know, he Bud Light Baby, and they got a blast. You know, we was entertained for them on Monday on the East Coast, man. And
it
touched me real bad, man. So, you know, this guy went to a better place, man. That's all I got to say.
Yes, sir, man. It definitely, this shit crazy. This shit just crazy, man. Very crazy, man, because we all, like I say, shit, just, you know, and it's just funny, man, because him and fucking K-Dog, they'll just go at it all damn day on the back lines, just jugging at each other, talking shit on the show. You know, they just, every chance he got, you know, he going to fuck with K-Dog, and K-Dog going to find something to fuck with him about, and they just go back and forth, man. It always turn into some entertaining conversations on the back lines, man. Just, you know, and he definitely kept some shit stirred up, you know.
Oh yeah. He gonna be missed, man. He ain't gonna find another debater better than him. He gonna be missed, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have heard how Dog Mill was liking it. You know what I'm saying? On Monday, they told him, man, we didn't know who he was till you come on here. You know, with the three races had over the weekend. I mean, they just took a light to him on Monday. You know, it's just funny how God works.
I was listening to the show too, and they showed, hey Willie Dog, he didn't even give a damn about the bad report, and he was even saying it. Man, I like him. Who are you? Man, I like you. You know, because he just talking shit. He was just being himself.
Yep.
You know, but.
Yep. Yeah.
Definitely crazy, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Definitely crazy, man.
I'm gonna say this, man. I'm gonna go back on me. You know what I'm saying? This to all the racing family. Man, it's like this right here, man. You know, if we ain't got it right, man, you know, we try to get it right, man. That's one reason why I call Dog Show on Mondays, especially on Tuesdays, just to hear. You know, word out the good book, try to get a positive day, a positive night, something going to hit them, you know, talk about, you know, Bible and the law and how the law works, man. You know, so, you know, we all take this stuff and happen today, man. Take this, you know what I'm saying, and try to do better and live, you know, and try to do better for one another, man. Because we all hurt today, you know what I'm saying? We all hurt today, you know. And I just don't know.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Shit, just call me, Kira, in case you want to come back on, I mean, get right. Some of these other mics open. Hey, Dog, your mic open, brother.
Yeah, man. It's definitely a sad day in the race world, man. And to piggyback off what you and Kira said, yeah, man, me and Dude used to go at it all the time. Every time we was on the same line, we going at it, man. And at first, you know, I ain't gonna lie. At first, I was like, "Man, this dude really get on my nerves." But once I got to really know the type of person he was, shit, I started liking him. You know, I started having a liking for him because he kept me on my toes, and I'm quite sure I kept him on his. And wasn't no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Just crazy, bro. And you know, JP, we talked all night last night, man. All night, bro. All night, man. Laughing, kicking it.
You fell asleep on the phone last night.
Then to say, like y'all said on Willie Dog Show, he did the same thing on Zello, bro, the same day. He got on Zello one day, man, and them dudes just started taking a liking to him. He got on there being himself, cussing, yes, boy, like, baby, you know, woo. And I'm listening. I said, they fit the Joel ass up. And before I knew it, man, Joe had all of them in his hands. It's just wild, man, but, you know, like I say, God work in mysterious ways, man, and, you know,
That's just what it was. He went out, how he went out, you know. And I was on Zillow, you know, not too long ago, and they getting the shots out over there. And the man went in there one day. You know, everybody like, man, wow, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? He touched him just that fast. So, I, like you said, I'm lost for words myself, man, because, you know, we was talking some good talk last night. And this morning it followed up too, man. Like I said, at 10:30, last time he talked to us on Zillow, and he was talking some good stuff, man. Now we here. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's all I can say. Life, like everybody always say, make sure you're right, get right, and live, man. Live your life to the fullest, man. That's all I can say. You know, I've been through a lot of tragedies and deaths with my family and all that, and people, friends, homeboys, man. Just live your life, bro. That's all I can tell anybody. Because you never know.
Yes, sir, man.
Yes, yeah, sir. I'm on mute, man. So, go ahead. I'm on mute.
So you did racist with
you? Troy, your mic open. Man, I just come on here to pay my respect to my old buddy, old Joe, old Bud Light, baby. I'm going to go to the store right now and go buy me a watered-down Bud Light, man, and go drink one for him, man, because that's how he wanted. And it hurt me because we were supposed to race, man. And I'm going to change my ways about my life from, you know, waiting on do this and waiting on do that. Because we on bar time, and that just goes to show you, man. I mean, y'all was talking to that man at 10 o'clock this morning, and now we're not talking to him today. You know, and that's just a reality and a eye-opening to, you know, if you don't have your life right, man, sometimes we don't know if we got time to make our life right or make whatever we're going through right. You know, so just take that moment and just make it right as you can while you're here. And shoot, man, like I said, I'm going to have to drink old Bud Light for my own boy. And do that, man. I was just coming on here. I'm going back on mute, though. Yes, sir. Let's see. 214-1299. E, your mic
open. Hey, y'all, man. I just come in here to, you know, do the same. I mean, everybody done went down through their own everything, man, and it's a shocker because, you know, he put me on to the Zello, you know. Oh, I say Zello. Like, man, he get on Zello. And I said, damn, I thought talk show was one day a week. He's like, nah, man, we pretty much the talk show 24/7. I said, all right, man, I got to get on there. And, I mean, no bullshit, y'all. I only been on there for about a week. And it just, like, I felt like I done picked up 14, 15 brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like when they say we literally been on there talking all night, just going down through there from everything, man, about life to just getting to know one another, just it's crazy, man. Like I can't even put words to it because it's like you feel like you finna wake up. I mean, I done talked to some people, you know, you've been unheard from why I talk to them. People like, oh man, I just talked to them like now. Nah, bro, we literally on this app just talking to this man. I'm talking about we were cutting up all morning. Then on the live I went earlier, the man is steady hollering about the picnic. I'm finna, if both lane gonna be prepped, I'm finna get on somebody's ass. Man, come on, man. And then, you know, and I was like, hey, I'm finna log out. I got to go to work. And when I got back on the app and they was like, did y'all hear what happened? It's crazy, man. Like, just that fast. Like, the blink of an eye. You know what I'm saying? It's man, I don't know, man. I'm going to just be a man right now and say, like, all y'all racers and everybody, brothers, sisters, man, I love y'all, man. Like for real. Like, I ain't even finna act mushy because it's real, man. Like, I'm in shock. I'm in shock. Like, I dealt with deaths before, family, immediate stuff, but, man, this, you know, we ain't blood by no means, but, man, this hit different. I ain't going to stunt to y'all. Like, this crazy, you know. But, like, and like they were saying, we all on borrowed time, man. You know, we all coming in this world, and we all got to go, but got to get right, you know. Enjoy each other. while we can. And I mean, not to be no horse man, but we were talking about this, and somebody brought it up and said, man, something else got to happen, you know, to kill all that bullshit. Like, at this point, bro, that shit need to be dead, man. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, that shit need to be gone. That's kind of the wrong word, but that shit need to be gone, bro. Because now, like, this just go to show you how quick something can change, man, how quick our life can change. Like, I'm going back on mute, man, but this, man, hey, I'm telling y'all now, I love all y'all, like, real talk, man.
Yeah, lay it too easy, man, and that's what I was saying earlier, man, we just said that exact thing, man, just like, something else got to happen, and that's why I'm like, but why this? You know, like,
you know, look forward to talking to somebody or, you know, having the same voices on the show every week. And, there's been many times, you know, like y'all say, he'd be the last one, you know, he'd fall asleep himself. He'd fall asleep on the show. It'd probably be him, Easton, or myself. Still online talking while you sleep like a mother for a while. It happened several times before. Like, so, man, you know, it is, unfortunately, this is on the tape, you know, where it's Facebook, you know, sit down and check our egos and move on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely hate him or love him. You had to know him because he was definitely everywhere. He was definitely gonna say what the hell he wanted to say. He ain't bite his tongue about shit, you know. That's for damn sure. He wasn't gonna go along and get along type of person. If he had an opinion about something, shit, he gonna let it be known. Whether you agree with it or not, hey, that's on you, but he definitely let you know how he feel. The 972-9749, your mic open. What we got?
What's going on, guys? This is me, Allen. I just wanna what's up guys? Just give my respect out to the Davis family and Joel and Ashley and them, bro. That's it. I don't got no words, bro. That shit hit hard, bro. Like I was actually talking to Ashley when he texted me that and I was like what the fuck? Like I was in shock for like 10-15 minutes. I couldn't believe it. Like, I couldn't believe what he texted me. You know what I'm saying? So, man, that's hard, man. That's hard, bro. I mean, I just raced a man Saturday. He beat the shit out of us, you know. So, we got to race, and man, I don't even know what to say, man. It's hard. It's crazy, man. How this world, how this life. You know, just hit
it. Yeah, man, definitely is a tough one, man.
Definitely hit us again,
definitely,
man.
Is.
I didn't even.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the talk show on Dog Show, and Raymond was, you know who Raymond was, and I was just cracking up on these boys, man. I was like, God damn, where they been at? You know, like we need them to come on for us. You know, I was cracking up, and that's crazy. In the morning, about 9:30, I left my Zello deal on. You know, so when I woke up, I promise you, bro, I heard y'all talking shit in the morning. I heard Joel, I heard K Dog, everybody. I was like, man, I turned that shit off, and then next thing you know, that. I'm like, God, that just hit everybody pretty bad, man. Dang, but we definitely keep an eye on everything, man, and just be careful, live life, you know, and like you said, if you got problems with somebody or anything, squash that shit, man, you know. You just hear one time in this world, and that's it, bro. You know, might as well squash all shit like that. It goes on like that, you know. But I'm going to go back on mute. That's it, bro.
All right. 713-7887. Nick, your mic open.
What's up, JP? Just want to get on here and pay my condolences to the Davis family. Joe was a good friend of mine. Went to lunch with him this past weekend, him and Ashlyn. And it just hurts, man. I just want to get on here and send prayers to the family. And he's in a better place, man. That's all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, anybody else, man? Anybody else? Y'all come on, press the one button. Definitely ain't gonna hold everybody long, like I say, man. I ain't got much to say myself. It's just one of them hard ones to swallow. That's for damn sure. But I don't know, man. If ain't nobody else got nothing, man, I'ma just go on and I'm just gonna end it on that note. Just gonna definitely end it on that note, man. Hey, I love all y'all. Prayers out to the family, man, and I'm sure they'll be posting info about everything, man, and. Yeah.
All right, Jake.
I'm going to get out of here, man. All right.
All right,
Beckett. All right, guys. Love y'all, man.
All right, Beckett.
All right, Beckett, man.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes when you're feeling low, all you got to do is call me. There's so many good things I could say about you, girl. I could say that I